Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Flabby and the Fat One, I am from Denmark, and I recently started working at a factory. At my factory, we make cement things.
All right.
Walls and shit like that. In Scandinavia, most people are white, and there are barely any people of color. When I started working at the factory, I suddenly realized that there were barely any Danish people. Most of the workers are either from Europe or Africa. I have no problem with it, since I myself am, in fact, an Eskimo. One day when I was working with a guy from Africa who I like a lot, and a Ukrainian guy who I also like. The African guy made a mistake, and the Ukrainian guy said, "Dur an abacat," which roughly translates to "you are a monkey." The African was hurt by this, and I was shocked. But I didn't say anything. I have felt bad ever since. So my question is, dear Flabby, should I confront the Ukrainian guy now, or shall I wait until next time he says something similar to someone? I am normally not bothered with it when it's targeted against me. I don't care, but it's clearly hurt the African guy. Much love from Denmark. Fuck, that was a long question.
Herby, derby, derby, herby.
Okay, this is very easy.
Yes.
You and I are going to disagree.
Okay.
It is his responsibility to confront that guy immediately.
I think disagree is an understatement. That is the dumbest thing. Why? Why is it his responsibility?
Because he said something that made, if somebody says something that makes me feel uncomfortable, I tell them right fucking now. Like, okay. I'm not giving you an opportunity to do this again.
You're so tough.
It's not about being tough. It's about letting people know where you stand.
Okay.
What do? You just walk home with your hands in your pocket and your neck tucked down like a fucking homo?
No.
If he fucks with me 3 or 4 more times.
God, your fucking view of life is so fucked, man. I need to let him know where I stand. You're so tough. You're a fucking tough guy. He's got to know where I stand. Otherwise, I'm not tough anymore. What the fuck? Who gives a fuck if he knows where you stand? Go stand over there, homo.
Tough guy. Okay, so you give your advice. I won't interrupt. And then I'll give my advice.
My advice would be no.
Bullshit!
Touche. All right. So the question was, should he confront the guy about what he said or wait till he says something else? Which means that he knows how this guy is. He knows he's going to say something in the future. The answer is neither of those things. If you know that's how he is, let him be. That's how he is. That's whatever. Just mind your own business. Tell that African guy to toughen up.
Spoken like a true tough guy. Okay, so you're at work.
Yes.
And somebody says something to one of your coworkers who you consider a friend.
Yes.
All right. Let's say that you're working with somebody named Jose.
Okay.
And I walk up. But you don't know me, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I walk up and I start making a bunch of anti-Mexican jokes.
Okay.
You know, talking about, does he have a green card or?
Hold on. Are they funny? That's where you draw the line.
They're just hate-filled. I'm tired of these fucking pox taking our jobs.
All right.
Let me see your green card.
Let me see your green card, gringo.
Following the timeline or whatever the story, Jose hangs his head and a tear drops down his face and I walk away.
Okay.
You wouldn't say anything to me? Like, dude, lighten up.
Yeah, probably.
Okay then, motherfucker. You just said what I said.
I need to let you know where I stand. It's important. But I'm doing it a lot less douchey than you. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. Like, you know, you shouldn't talk to people that way. You're doing it because you got to know where I stand because I'm fucking Jose Canseco, tough guy.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is. This is the first name that came to mind.
No, if somebody says something to me that I feel uncomfortable with them saying, okay, yes. when I worked in North Carolina,
yeah,
there was a guy who was relatively high up in the company, and there was some equipment that kept getting broke. Okay. Keep in mind that the majority of the people that work there are black.
Okay.
And he said, I'm tired of these fucking silverbacks breaking everything.
Really?
Holy and I was like, crap. Look, I don't feel comfortable with that type of language here.
Yeah.
I didn't say, if he says silverbacks three or four more times.
So.
Does that make me a tough guy? Or does it, he now knows if he's going to talk like that, he's not going to do it around me. God damn it.
Cause I'm a tough guy and I'm going to put him in his place.
No, he knows where I stand. So if everybody did that, mm-hmm. if everybody acted just like me, racism would be dead.
Right. All right. In that situation, you came off not like a tough guy, not like the bad guy. You did all right. But at the beginning, when you started this conversation, you're like, he's got to know where I stand. Like, it's important for people to know where that's tough guy talk. That's dumb.
That's the way that you heard it. Because yes. I said, I did exactly what I said. I let him know where I stand.
Yeah, but you don't have to say it like that. It makes you sound gay when you say it like that. But I let him know where I stand because I'm so tough.
I felt it was very important that I communicated my stance on racial equality in the workplace.
See, if you say it like that, it makes you sound less tough guy.
Sounds like a fucking homo.
It's the same thing.